The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on a Thursday edition. Wow, Thursday. You know, I heard when I was a kid, you know, when you get older, the time starts going faster. And I thought, yeah, sure. Because when you're a kid, time just goes so slow. When is school ever going to be out? You know, it is true. The older you get, time just begins to go at warp speed. And here we are Thursday. Again, hey, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I love this story. Now, granted, not all these stories turn out this way, but when they do and people give God credit, it's just wonderful. It's a story of a little Kentucky boy, 22 months old. He disappeared from his home on Mother's Day. Can you imagine that mother and that father? 22 months old, he disappears. The father assumes that the boy has been abducted, kidnapped, and he begins offering a reward. But multiple agencies become involved in the search. Let's see, 300 volunteers, several helicopters, drones with thermal cameras, off-road vehicles, and several dogs were involved in the search, and it went on for 60 hours. Now, he's 22 months old. Listen, after 24 hours, your hopes begin to fade. He's not even 2 years old. He's a little toddler, and he's alone, cold at night, forest area. After 48 hours, I would imagine there just wasn't much hope. But after 60 hours, some of the rescuers could hear off in the distance the little boy crying. He was found sitting, crying, on a 50-foot rock ledge. 50 feet high, and he's sitting there. And the bizarre thing is, less than 2,000 feet away from his home in rural Kentucky. Now, rescuers do not know where he was. They don't know how he survived, but they're all giving God credit. Quote, the child was taken quickly by an emergency medical services helicopter to be examined. He was dehydrated and exhausted, but he appeared otherwise healthy. After he was rescued, the little boy, Kenneth Howard, just simply said, here all night, here all night, here all night. He kept saying that over and over and over again. Carter Conley of the MacGoffin Search and Rescue Team said that little Kenneth's rescue was nothing short of miraculous. Quote, I told the father that it's a proud day, it was a team effort, and God led us in the hands and to move that way. The head of the search and rescue team continued, I've been on a lot. This is one of the few that were successful. I'm very thankful this one was successful. It was a team effort. His father told a local TV station that he feared little Kenneth had been abducted and had offered a $5,000 reward for his return. He said his son's safe recovery was the best thing that ever happened to me. Yeah. The father said disbelief for a while till they told me that they were sure it was him. I saw a picture of him and said, yes, that's my boy. It tickled me to death. The little boy's sister said that her brother's recovery was the evidence of God's presence. Here's the sister. She said, it's been difficult, but I never did give up because I have faith. I know God is with us because we wouldn't have found him otherwise. That's a great story. Great story. Little Kenneth Howard, 22 months old, found safe after 60 hours in rural Kentucky. Hungry, a little dehydrated, but other than that, in excellent health. Now, here's more good news. Do you hate the robocalls? Joy and I were talking this morning. I think she said she got 4 or 5 this morning alone. I get 2 or 3 a day. She gets more for one reason or another. Finally, the Federal Communications Commission has heard the outcry of the American public, and they are taking new steps at blocking those pesky robocalls. Get this. Last month alone, nearly 5 billion robocalls were made in the U.S. That's on average of 15 calls for every single American. Just last month. On average, 15 robocalls for every American. Wow. Well, the chairman of the FCC proposed new tools to arm the phone companies. I have a feeling the phone companies could have done something about this. However, the chairman said we've authorized carriers to block robocalls from certain spoof numbers. We've authorized the creation of a reassigned database, he said. New call blocking technology will be able to trace the call's origin. If it's suspicious, the carrier can block the call from going through. Experts warn, however, the technology has limitations. The editor-in-chief from CBS News says it is not clear if it can stop international robocalls. People who do robocalls are sophisticated and smart. They will figure out some ways to get around it. This year, between 60 and 75 billion robocalls are expected to be made. That is up from 48 billion last year. So the new technology should be in place soon. Soon, but it can't be soon enough. Yesterday at this time, I was reporting to you that the state of Alabama, the legislature, had passed the nation's most restrictive abortion law, but it was not certain whether the governor would sign it or not. Well, now we know, and I'll tell you when we come back. But it is good news. Oh, no, it is good news. And we will return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Yesterday at this time, we were wondering about Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, whether she would sign the heartbeat bill that was passed by the legislature. We knew she was pro-life. She's a Republican. But we really wondered, because she had not given any indication whatsoever whether she would sign it or not. Well, she did. And not only did she sign it, she signed it with flourish and enthusiasm. She held nothing back. She held a press conference and said, "To the bill's many supporters, this legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God." Now, she also has common sense. She understands and acknowledges the bill will not be enforced, at least not until it goes to the Supreme Court. She said this after she signed it. She says, "No matter one's personal view on abortion, we can all recognize that at least for the short term, this bill may be similarly be unenforceable. As citizens of this great country, we must always respect the authority of the U.S. Supreme Court, even when we disagree with their decisions." So that, you know, she signed it, but she acknowledged that right now it is unenforceable because of Roe v. Wade. Now, Planned Parenthood went on the attack immediately. Stacey Fox, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Southeast, said, quote, "We haven't lost a case in Alabama yet, and we don't plan to start now. We will see Governor Ivey in court." Now, what this is doing, among many things, is revealing where people stand on life. And that's a good thing. Because, listen, folks, with scientific advancements, it is becoming more and more and more difficult to be pro-abortion. I mean, it really is. It is becoming more and more difficult to be pro-abortion. You know, for such a long time, the pro-abortion people said, it's not a human life, it's just a blob of tissue. It's a blob of tissue, it's a blob of tissue, it's a blob of tissue. Then came ultrasound. And at first, ultrasound was pretty primitive, and you could kind of sort of make out the form of, well, just the form. And it did kind of look like a blob when ultrasound first came out. And then it advanced, and then it advanced, and then it advanced to 3D, and now we have 4D. And my goodness, how can anyone who is objective whatsoever say that is not a human being? You can see their facial features. You can see them smile, suck their thumb, kick. You can see them in incredible detail. And it's getting tough to look at that ultrasound image, even at a very early stage in the pregnancy, and say that's a blob of tissue. Because any reasonable person, no matter how liberal, progressive, no matter how far left-wing, it is really tough to take a look at that ultrasound and say, well, that's just a blob of tissue. So, as public opinion. Hey, listen, truth, facts, and science are always, 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 always on our side. And by our side, I mean Christians and conservatives, but particularly Christians, Bible believers. Truth, facts, and science are always, always, always on our side. Ultimately, no matter what field of endeavor, no matter what field of science, in time, science always comes around to at least agree with most Bible principles. And we've seen that over and over again. It's like archaeology. You know, it is becoming more and more and more and more difficult for the skeptics to deny the historicity of the Bible. After thousands of archaeological discoveries and not one of them contradicting the Bible, it just becomes more and more difficult to say, it's just a bunch of fairy tales written by a bunch of, you know, it gets harder and harder and harder. And on the life issue, it is becoming more and more and more difficult to be pro-abortion. And as the battle lines are drawn in a much more graphic manner, and it is, we got the liberal progressive states that are passing these radical abortion bills that allow the state to kill babies up until the day of their delivery. And then you have states standing against abortion. Well, as public opinion shifts to the pro-life side, and it is, no one can deny that. Public opinion is shifting farther and farther on the pro-life side because that's where the facts are. That's where science is. The liberal left is more and more and more being exposed for how absolutely out of touch they are and for the fact they really don't care about human life and they really don't care about women. So even if these laws are unenforceable, and I admit they are right now, as long as Roe v. Wade is intact, none of these heartbeat bills are enforceable. We know that. We're fooling ourselves if we try to deny that. But with that said, the lines are being drawn. And we're on the winning side, folks. We are on the winning side. Don't doubt that.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.